ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump holding talks with Ukraine's President Zelensky, the president pushing for Russia to end the war in Ukraine, telling reporters he had a good talk with Russia's leader yesterday, and also mentioned Ukraine could get long-range missiles.
We're going to be talking about Tomahawks and would much rather have them not need Tomahawks. Would much rather have the war be over.
The president says he'll meet with Russia's president in Hungary in the coming weeks. A royal fallout for Prince Andrew, putting out a statement today that he's giving up his title and honors. Andrew says it comes after a discussion with King Charles and his family about ongoing accusations that distract from the work of His Majesty and the royal family. Andrew continues to face allegations of maintaining ties with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. He'll still be able to use the title of prince. It's day 17 of the government shutdown. Senate lawmakers returning Monday, hopefully to take up another vote on a stopgap measure. This is ABC News. In Los Angeles County, health officials are now investigating the possible local spread of a more severe strain of what's known as Mpox.
Earlier this week, health officials here reported the first U.S. case of a more severe strain of Mpox, previously known as monkeypox, in a person with no travel history. Now, two more cases have been reported in L.A. County. No clear link between them has been identified. Contact tracing is being done to identify additional cases and sources of the infection. It produces flu-like symptoms followed by rash. It's often spread through sexual activity. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Two bright green comets streaming through the skies, and it could be visible in the northern hemisphere if clouds don't interfere in the next week. The comets are from the outer edges of our solar system, well beyond Pluto. Comet Lemon will have the closest brush with Earth on or around Tuesday. The other, Swan, could have its flyby by Earth on Monday. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Two Green Bay brothers wrongfully convicted of murder will get $25,000 after spending two decades in prison. However, they could get up to $1 million. Robert and David Bintz were convicted in 2000 for the 1987 murder of Sandra Lisson. Their convictions were overturned 24 years later when DNA evidence ruled both of them out. $25,000 is the maximum compensation the Wisconsin Claims Board is allowed to award for wrongful convictions unless approved by the legislature. That's what the attorneys for the brothers are asking lawmakers to do. They want an additional payment of $1 million for each man. Hand, foot, and mouth disease is spreading throughout the Green Bay Area Public School District. That's according to a message sent to families. The district says infections have been making the rounds in Brown County and are finding their way into the classroom. The infections aren't usually serious, but it can spread quickly, especially in schools and daycare centers. Symptoms include fever, mouth sores, and skin rash. There's no recommended treatment for the infection, but health officials say taking over-the-counter medication can relieve fever and pain caused by mouth sores. Most people get better on their own in 7 to 10 days. Green Bay's West High School will celebrate their newly renovated stadium tonight before they take on the East High Red Devils. The Green Bay East and West matchup is a 120-year-old rivalry. The completed stadium renovations include new synthetic turf, a renovated track, and a new 2,000-plus seat grandstand and press box. Restrooms, a concession stand, a new video board, and a storage facility were also updated. The project also added a new weight room. The rededication ceremony is scheduled for 7 with kickoff at 7:15. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Last chance for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where it's do or die for the Milwaukee Brewers in Game 4 tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers. Milwaukee losing again last night 3-1, now down 3-0. The Brewers only have 9 hits in this series so far. The last time that happened in the postseason was in 1906. First pitch tonight at Dodger Stadium, 7:38. NFL, the Packers head to Arizona tomorrow to play the Cardinals. Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with some controversial statements saying the NFL has a double standard for calling penalties to protect the players on offense and not on defense.
Who are we kidding? You want to fine guys for putting their head down, but you can be engaged with an offensive tackle and a guard can come put his head right into your head. And look how many times that's on film. Guys putting their head down and trying to come clean your clock. But you can't do that to offensive players. Get a $50,000 fine. I might get a fine for this conference.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens. Green Bay
weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny Friday afternoon with a south to southwest wind on the breezy side. Highs of the lower 70s. For tonight, shower and storm chances. Some of the rain could be a bit heavy. Gusty southwest winds and lows will drop to the upper 50s. Currently 71 degrees.
WGBW.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh.
Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here on a finally Friday with CCR.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel. Bag is gone. Oh, well, come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain.
autumn in Northeast Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW. WGBW.
Not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I got. What's the use in trying? And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes.
Ain't no sunshine for Brewers fans either. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Yeah, it's just, oh man, it's tough. It's tough if you've been following the games, watching the games. Of course, now the Dodgers leading 3-0. Ed, you got tonight, first pitch, 7:38. And if they don't win tonight, well, that's over for them. Then the season's done for the Brewers. So, I mean, go Brew Crew, but you know, I don't get a good feeling about this. Trying to stay positive, though. Trying to stay positive. There's still a chance, right?
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Friends.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But of course, today, the 17th, is National Mammography Day. Of course, reminding and encouraging women to regularly schedule a mammogram. If you haven't done so, get yours scheduled today. 97.9.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, spots, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw, look what you saw.
Yeah. You can do beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to to be the only one for me is you and you for me.
so happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. When the NFL draft in Green Bay hit last April, the city swelled to nearly six times the population. There were 600,000 people over the three-day event and only one arrest. That extraordinary outcome was recognized this week at the state capitol. State Representative Ryan Spouty and State Senator Jamie Wall presented the First Responders of the Year Award to the Green Bay Metro Fire Department for their effort in the draft. The award recognizes the planning, execution, and collaboration with other public safety organizations. Local law enforcement officers say the Green Bay Police Department, Green Bay Metro Fire, Ashwaubenon Public Safety Department, and the Brown County Sheriff's Office spent more than a year planning for the draft. A data center step was taken last night in Port Washington. The city's plan commission approved a new tax district that clears the way for an $8 billion data center project. The mayor says people won't see higher taxes since the company building it will cover all infrastructure costs. The Common Council will take up final approval in the next few weeks. A Wisconsin hunt commences in the morning. The state's pheasant season kicks off tomorrow morning, and the DNR is asking hunters to stay sharp on rules and safety. For opening weekend, you can take one rooster a day, but after that, it's two a day through January. The Brewers fan and the Dodgers fan caught in a viral video at American Family Field have both been banned from future games. Shannon Kobylarczyk told Dodgers fan Ricardo Fasado to call ice during the NLCS, sparking widespread backlash. Fasado was kicked out of that game for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. The Brewers face a must-win game tonight as they take on the Dodgers in Game 4 of the NLCS. The game starts at 7:38. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny Friday afternoon with a south-southwest wind on the breezy side. Highs of the lower 70s. For tonight, shower and storm chances. Some of the rain could be a bit heavy. Gusty southwest winds and lows will drop to the upper 50s. Right now, it's 73.
Down by the lazy river.
Osmond's local news and timeless hits, 97.9, a number 5 hit for the Mamas and the Papas in 1966. Well, our former quarterback Aaron Rodgers wasn't loving one of his fellow teammates last night. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up. Tracks of My Tears, it's The Miracles. You're listening to 97.9.
People say I'm the life of the party 'cause I tell a joke or two. Permanent one. So take a good
Number one hit for Elton John and Kiki D. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. A timeless hit occurred last night. Not a very good one, though, in the Pittsburgh Steelers game. Playing the Cincinnati Bengals Thursday night football. And our former QB, Aaron Rodgers, threw a 68-yard touchdown to their tight end late in the game. And was an awesome play, and the team rightfully celebrated. But one of his own team members, his tackle, Broderick Jones, forgot he's 311 pounds and decided to tackle Aaron in celebration. Yeah, he was not happy. If you look for video of it, he is visibly angry at the lineman, and rightfully so. I mean, it's a good way to get your quarterback injured. Just in case any Green Bay Packer offensive linemen are listening right now, do not tackle Jordan Love in celebration at all. Please, a handshake, if you will.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WGBW. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
And timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. And speaking of hitting Aaron Rodgers, as we were a couple minutes ago, the Packers defense will have a chance to do that a week from Sunday, yeah, when we play the Steelers.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks to to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow, in the sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I
goodbye. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. Until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
Me.